Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, give God the glory and honor. We praise Him, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us continue to rejoice and be glad in it. What an awesome God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, His name shall be praised. We welcome you tonight to the Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Want to give God glory for another day of expectation and to glorify His holy name. He is worthy to be. Father, we do thank you tonight for greater faithfulness every morning with that renewed mercy, every day that we get that opportunity to praise you, every day that we are able to ask for forgiveness, every day that we'll be able to use for your glory. We thank you because without you we can do nothing, but through you we can do all things. What an awesome God we serve. We thank you, Abba Father. We thank you, Jesus, for being our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer, our Burden Bearer, our High Power, our Strong Power. We thank God for the Holy Spirit, for the wonderful life that He has given us to live here in the earth to be used for His glory. And if we allow ourselves and yield our vessels and avail ourselves, we are going to see great and mighty things being wrought here in the earth realm. He says in His word, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then we'll hear from heaven and He'll heal the land. And He wants us, glory to God, to be in a place that is not lip service, but we truly from the heart love Him, not love what He can do for us. As we seek first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and He said everything else will be added. I have some things over to you. I just want to share it tonight. I was just thinking about how the Lord blessed and telling us how we need to stay focused. We need to stay alert. And He let us know, glory to God, in Peter, that we have an adversary to contend with. And that thief, as He said in John 10:10, came to steal, kill, and destroy, but He came to give us life and life more abundantly. And not only that, He informs us that even in Peter, how the enemy wants to come in, and he comes in like a roaring lion, and he wants to seek who he can devour. But we have to be in a place and so forth like this that we don't allow him to rob and steal from, about being alert and being watchful and prayerful. So I want to just share a few things concerning, maybe you might touch on that, but the other thing is about our service to the Lord and serving with love. So we have to remember that we are more than a conqueror. Nothing will overcome you, as He said in Matthew 8:26-30. And then we have the power to change the atmosphere. And you can change the situation. Look at Matthew 8:26, and be held in the highest esteem. People would admire you. Acts 3:10. Those are just a couple of things. Everybody got. Just want you to tie in your spirit tonight is what we're going to share. I want you to listen to these words as I share a little bit of some things that God has placed in my spirit some time ago to read. The Lord has given us dreams and talents and visions and the position to carry out them, use them for His glory. Don't allow circumstances, situations, and people, not even yourself, to cause you to give up on what God has blessed you with to do. We must be careful. We have made God our idols out of people and things, or things that we gain, what we do, or even the problems. If we meditate on anything more than the Lord Jesus, they become idols. Anything we meditate on more than God is an idol. And you can even allow your problems, your situations, your circumstances to become problems that can interfere with the move and glory to God, things that God has for your life, if you allow those things to take all your attention instead of doing what the Bible says and meditate on the Word of God day and night. Praise God. God has a plan, and we don't have to trust Him to guide us. Amen? The only way to usher in the presence of God is to serve Him with love. Service to His people. Jesus came with no reputation, as it says in Mark 10:43-45, for He didn't come for no reputation for self, just to point us to the Father. He didn't have an identity crisis, even though many wanted Him just to be the Christ of their crisis. He came to serve. He even washed the disciples' feet. He fed the hunger. He healed the blind, the lame. He raised people from the dead. He, glory to God, blessed and delivered physically, spiritually, whatever the situation was. God was the deliverer and still is the deliverer. He visited the prison. He encouraged. He rebuked. He reproved. And glory to God, He even chastened those that He loved and He didn't exhort. So we have to be in a place and so forth for this. These are the characteristics of Jesus Christ and some of the things that He wants us to be able to do. But it's going to take that relationship. Praise God. Some other things I want to add to that before we go further over into the message is Christ has come to set the captives free. He came, suffered, and died so we might be free. He came to bind up the womb, minister to the brokenhearted. He took the keys from the enemy that had us bound in prison. So you don't have to be a POW, that's a prisoner of war, and suffer from battle fatigue. God want you to carry your burdens to Him. You can be free to do His will. Satanic powers are in operation against you to keep you under arrest in a subtle way. So you cannot operate in half of the gifts and anointing God has for your life. God wants you to be a free servant, woman or man handmade in Him. He wants you to experience true happiness, joy, peace, and liberty. If you want to live victoriously, we must obey the instructions God gave us in His Word and follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit at all times. And it says in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to thy own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledging Him, and He will direct that path. Remember, you've got the power in you, the Holy Spirit, which is also your comforter. Use it. Don't have the devil and his cohort saying, you did, I'm saying, as it was spoken to the men at one time and so forth about this, but sometimes we have perpetrators, and it says, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, who are you? We want to be in a place and so forth like this, and the devil knows who we are, and they even know our name and help, because they don't know and so forth like this, that we walk in the power, we walk in the authority, we walk, glory to God, and in demonstration what God has said concerning our lives and the authority that He's given us to bind and to loose. But we have to be a people that have to be in love with Jesus, love Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and body, and so forth, let me exemplify that. And we're supposed to love not only in word, but also in deed. And even when we look at one of the scriptures tonight concerning the four friends that love their friends so that they tore the roof off, glory to God, for them to be able to drop their friend down in front of Jesus to be healed. But before we get to that, I want you to read some things that said motives. Satan will question our motives in serving God. That will bring us doubt, guilt, and confusion. Break this by walking in the authority of God. Speak what the Word says about the situation. Qualification. Satan will use people to question if you are qualified to serve. Teach, preach the Lord's gospel. Do you have the necessary degrees, diploma, and doctrine? But the authority of God will qualify us to do His work, His will. Matthew 21:23, John 15:16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you to go forth and bring forth much fruit. zeal. Lack of God's authority will dampen your zeal, and the devil will use people to always ensure that you are put down through lowering your self-esteem, Nehemiah 4:2. And let's look at Nehemiah 4:2 for a minute before we go over to that other. I want to read something, how the enemy will fight you when God has placed you on assignment to do something, and then the enemy will do what he can to try to break your spirit or try to cause you to have low self-esteem or cause you to deter off the path that God has placed you on. It says, Nehemiah 4:2, it says, but when Sanballat heard that we were building, this is concerning Nehemiah, were building the wall, he was angry and in a great rage, and in the ridicule the Jews. And he said before his brethren and the army of Samaria, what are these feeble Jews doing? Will they restore things that will and by themselves? Will they try to bribe their God with sacrifice? Will they finish up the day? Will they revive the stories of the heap of rubbish, seeing they are burned? Now Tobiah and the Amorites was near him, and he said, what they build is a fox climbs up it, it will break down their stone wall. And Nehemiah prayed, hear, O our God, for we are despised. Turn their taunts upon their own heads and give them for a prey and a land of their captivity. Cover not their iniquity and let not their sins be blotted out before you, for they have vexed with alarm the builders and provoke you. So we build the wall, and all of it was joined together to half of height, for the people had a heart and a mind to work. But when Sanballat, Tobiah, and the Arabians, Amorites, and the Ashdodites heard that the wall of Jerusalem was going up and that the breaches were being closed by their very anger, they were very angry. And they all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem to inquire and cause confusion and failure in it. But cause of them we made our prayers to our God and set watch against them day and night. And the leaders of Judah said, the strength of the burden bearers and the weakening of their is much rubbish. We are not able to work all on the wall. And the enemy said, they will not know or see till we come, and in their midst of them, kill them and stop the work. And when the Jews lived near them came, they said to the 10 times, you must return and guard your little village, for all places where they dwell, they will be upon us. So I set alarm men behind the wall and in the places where I was least protected, and even those used the people as families with their swords, spears, and bows. I looked them over and rose up and said to the nobles and the officials and the other people, do not be afraid of the enemy. Earnestly remember the Lord and imprint him on your mind, great and terrible, and take from his courage to fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, and your wives, and your homes. And when our enemies heard that their plot was known to us and that God had frustrated their purpose, we all returned to the wall and everyone to his work. And from that time forth, half of my servants worked at the task, and the other half held the spears and shields, bows and coats of mail, and leader stood behind all the house of Judah. Those who built the wall and those who were burdens loaded themselves so that every workman with one hand and held a weapon on the other hand. They had a weapon on one hand and worked with the other hand. And every builder had his sword girded by his side and so worked. And he who sounded the trumpet was at my side. And I said to the nobles and the officials and the rest of the people, the work is great and seated, and we were separated on the wall for one far from another. In whatever place you will hear the sound of trumpets, rally us there. Our God will fight for us. So we labored at the work while half of them held the spears and down in the stars. Praise the Lord. Amen. And you see, glory to God, how unity, when God is given a word and said, build the wall, he got He got an assignment from God about building that wall. And here it is, glory to God. People will try to gang up with you, gang up against you. They'll try to taunt you, they'll try to aggravate you, they'll try to frustrate you, they'll try to say all kinds of matter of things, glory to God, to try to get under your skin and try to keep you from doing what thus saith the Lord. Sometimes fear and fretfulness or seeming like there's more of them than more of us. But then we have to remember what the word says. Greater is he on the inside of us than he that's after us. And know, glory to God, that we are more than a conqueror and that we are overcomers and we are triumphant and we are victorious in Christ Jesus. So we can't afford to allow voices to get in our ears to cause us to deter off the path for whatever assignment God has given us to do. And whatever we do, we're supposed to do it as unto the Lord and do it with love. But the main thing is hearing God's word, knowing that it's him speaking and walking in obedience. So regardless of what the enemy does, we got to arm ourselves likewise. Make sure that we have the whole armor on. Make sure that our glory to God, that our mind is the mind of Christ and fixed, glory to God, on the purpose of seeking first the kingdom of God, looking to the hills which cometh our help, looking to the author and the finisher of our faith, not wavering, not leaning to the side, not backing up. Speaking and decreeing what the word of God says, and then speaking to ourselves to let us know, I have not the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And no, glory to God, whatever goes on, God says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, no matter if it's arising up, no matter even if it's already, glory to God, and work against it, it's not going to prosper to accomplish whatever it has, whatever it's assignment against me, is glory to God, is going to succeed. We have to know, glory to God, if God spoke a thing, he already spoke it, it's already settled, then we have to get to a place that we come in alignment with an agreement to know, glory to God, we believe it. So it's not about he said it, I believe it, and it's settled. No, it was settled when he said it. But we got to trust God to know, glory to God, he'll bring us through and he'll bring us out. And no weapon, as it's been plotted and planned, even against them, was going to prosper. But they armed themselves, glory to God, with the word of God, what God has said. They armed themselves with the weapons that God allowed, and they armed themselves with whatever they needed to, glory to God, a weapon in one hand and whatever tools they needed in the other hand. We got to get ourselves in a place the same way. If God put us on a course, and glory to God, for us to do a work and to accomplish a thing, we got to be focused and know, glory to God, it is going to get accomplished. There may be some trials, and maybe some hurdles, and maybe some situations that come up, maybe some storms that come up, maybe some situations that may occur beyond our control, or we didn't either calculate that in it. Nevertheless, we're to be led by the Spirit of the Lord, and we're led by the Spirit of the Lord and trust in his word. He is going to take us through and bring us out. So we got to know, glory to God, hallelujah, it's going to come to pass. And they will accomplish their mission, and they were able, glory to God, to even build the wall. And there was even a time of Sanballat just taunt him and try to bring Nehemiah off the wall. But he says, I'm on the wall doing a good work, and I will not come down. We have to be in that same mindset. I'm doing this work as unto the Lord. Whatever I'm doing to accomplish God's will, I refuse to allow you to taunt me and bring me down off the wall or whatever God has assigned me to do. Praise God. We read D is the zeal. Lack of God's authority will dampen your zeal, and the devil will use people to always ensure that you are put down through lowering your self-esteem. And sometimes, glory to God, even whether it be some situations that we know that God has assigned us to, and sometimes we'll get discouraged along the way, and then if we lend our ear and don't guard our heart, and voices are coming to our ears through people, sometimes even the closest ones to us, because maybe they didn't see the vision, or maybe at that time and so forth, because it's been so long, they'll start discouraging you or saying things that, before you know it, you come off the wall, and you come off the plan that God had, or get off course, and then you know doubt and unbelief come in, and then when doubt come in, glory to God, that's like you said in James, if we doubt, then that's a double-minded man, it's unstable in all his way. We'll be just like a ship without a sail. We got to stay focused. We got to stay on course. We got to stay with the determination that God said it, it's settled. Grace. Without the authority of God, Satan will ensure the grace of God in you will not be there by getting people to condemn you, telling you that God is not working in your life. That is his power. It's not flowing through you. Nehemiah 4:2, James 1, double-minded. The enemy wants to insert fear in your mind. But you must remember, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. F, hope. The enemies of Nehemiah made fun of him so that he and the fellow Jews will lose hope. This is what Satan will do when the authority of God is not alive in you. Nehemiah 4:3. But Nehemiah didn't come down off the coast. So, as believers, you must walk in your authority of God. When you do it, you will make it. And we look back at another situation. There's many in the Bible, and even in our lives today. We think about David. David was just a young boy, a little shepherd boy, out in the field. And when God told Samuel, went over to God to anoint him as king and so forth, he didn't come on the scene right away as king. But even as he went out to bring his father, Jesse had told him to take some food to his brother, and they were out there with Saul, the king, and so forth like this. And here was Goliath, this uncircumcised Philistine, a giant, and so forth. Like over 9 feet, who knows, I can't remember exactly how many feet he was, but he was a great giant. And here it is, to make a long story short, here is David coming up upon, here is the king, and though he got all the army, all fearful and so forth of Goliath. And so he said, this uncircumcised Philistine and so forth like this, and here this Saul on him, he wanted to go out to battle against this enemy that come against, you know, the house of God, that he, the people of God, and here this Saul on him to try on his armor. And he said he hadn't tried that armor. He already know what God has done in his life. He was killed the bear, he would kill the lion and so forth, to protect the sheep and so forth. So he had a flame shot and picked up three smooth stone or fast smoke stones and whatever like this. And so he turned back around and this uncircumcised giant go turn back around and filling out all kinds of little things against him and saying something like saying things against him and try to break him down and try to make him feel less than or fearful or whatever. And he's already a child coming up against this big giant. So he thought he had it covered. And the Lord blessed and so forth, and he threw that stone and knocked that giant down, and then took the giant's sword and cut his head off. Greater is he on the inside of him and us than he is, glory to God, against whatever giant that's in our lives. He is a giant slayer. I mean, we're a giant slayer in the power of the anointing and the authority of Jesus Christ. If we allow him to do his job and the Holy Spirit to do his job, we will be a force to be reckoned with. God is an awesome God. It don't take a whole thousands and thousands and millions of people to get accomplished what God wants. He can use one servant. The same way he turned back around and used Elijah to speak a word, and it didn't rain for 3.5 years and spoke another word, that, and then it rained. Here it is, glory to God. He taken, glory to God, Moses, and you had Moses to lead the children of Israel out, glory to God, out of Egypt. Different things had to occur with the plagues and all this, but God was just proving himself in all of that. Here was Gideon, 32,000, glory to God, to go out against all the armies that came up against him. But God, glory to God, slew it on down and narrowed it on down until it was 300, and so God can get all the glory and he can get all the praise. Because even with the 32,000, it still was the ones that were coming up against him, it still wasn't enough. But God is so awesome. Glory to God, he used a situation and whatever like this where he didn't rock some to death, that he didn't have to even, with an illustration in the Bible when I can't remember who it was at the time and so forth, that they didn't even have to fight. The only thing it is and so forth, by the time they got to the camp, God has already rocked them to death. God is so marvelous and so wonderful. He wants to do greater things even in our life today if we would just let go and let God and humble ourselves and just serve him with love. And even where we're being to a place where he wants to use us in the lives of others, and some that go over to God, sometimes we may have to end up in jail for it, or we may have to go through some different kinds of trials. We may have to have some disappointment. There may be some betrayal. Look what Jesus went through on our behalf so we can be able to have eternal life, so we can be restored and redeemed back to the Father. He paid the ultimate sacrifice by giving his life. And there was, and in the midst of all of that, and we have a hard time and so forth like this, forgiving somebody because they talked about us. We have a hard time forgiving somebody because and so forth like they betrayed us. He was betrayed. He turned back around and had the circle of the inner circle of the disciples, and all of them loved him and said, glory to God, they'll be there. And then they scattered. By the time, glory to God, he had to go to Calvary because fear will grip your heart. But thank God he is a restorer. He knows how to bring us back into life, but he don't want us confessing anything before him, because sometimes we think that we're able to handle some situation and, oh, I'll never turn my back. Oh, I'll never do this. And you know, Peter was even like that, saying that, oh, okay, no, I'll die for you. This, that. And he said the cock was crowed, the rooster, three times and so forth like this before you, by the time you betrayed me three times. He is to warn it in the Garden of Eden, Garden of Gethsemane, when he told Peter, John, and James, if I'm not mistaken, how to watch and pray. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. He is warn and pray, you come back this week. Warn and pray, come back in this week. That last time, he just said, y'all sleep on. And see, he said, so we won't enter into temptation. As soon as they got up and the soldiers came and there was Judas portraying the Son of God, here comes Peter cutting off the ear of the soldier. Here it is, all of a sudden, jumping over to God and right then, tempered and raged and whatever like this right here. Father, Jesus had to put the ear back onto the man. And then afterwards, here it is, the same one that says that he had died for him as he was led by the soldiers and went through the different places, glory to God, where he was trying and gone through, glory to God, all of the abuse. Here's Peter falling afar. Then he turned back around and cussed. Then he turned back around and said, I never was with him, you know. And here it is now. He wept so bitterly. But thank God that God is a restorer. He restored Peter, and Peter, glory to God, was used greatly. The rock that God will build his church upon, God used him, glory to God, where his shadow was even healing people. Used him, glory to God, 3,000 got set. But sometimes we don't know what we may have to go through in order to get to that destined place that God has for us. But we got to be careful that we don't utter no anything before him. We got to be careful that we humble ourselves and hear the voice of God. We got to be careful that we hear him when he's warning us about things to come, because he even warned him that the enemy desires to sift him as wheat, but he's praying that our faith fail us not. We thank God for even today and at this hour, Jesus is our advocate, and glory, I pray that we fail not. But we got to be in a submitted place with a relationship to know that I got to keep speaking out God's faith. I got to be able to hear the voice of God and obey his voice and submit to his voice in the name of Jesus. So God, we just thank you, glory to God, for your loving kindness of loving us so much and giving us that opportunity and so forth that we can be used for the glory of God. Sometimes God will create a situation that he may be glorified. Sometimes he just wants to manifest himself. You may be totally innocent and totally separated from the circumstances you're in and the situation around you. But we got to be patient enough to wait on God. And patience possess you yourself. It takes trust, first of all, with our patience and so forth, to be able to know that if we're going to have faith and patience got to operate together and so forth for God to move on our behalf. He wants us, glory to God, to be in a place that no matter what's going on, that God, I'll trust you. Sometimes we might get a little discouraged, but he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers out of them all. To open up our eyes of understanding so we can be in a place that open up our heart, glory to God, so we can be able to get in a place that we absorb your word and in our spirit and trust you that no matter what goes on, that we'll have the faith to know that you're going to bring us out and cause us to be victorious. You have to know there's a hit out on you. God, give us a command. The enemy sends an assignment against you. The enemy, the devil, has sent out to hit, well, as a hit on you. He set traps and snares that cause you to fall, turn back on God, disobey God, deceive one another, steal, kill, lie, cheat, compromise, devour one another. And this should not be among the saints, but yes, it is in the body of Christ, and it's sad to say, but that's why I'm talking about we have to pray that we don't enter into temptation, pray for this flesh to die and be crucified and obey God's command and let the Spirit of the Lord get us to a place and so forth. When you hear the word, allow that word to do whatever it needs to do in operation just so we can be free and be delivered of those things, glory to God, that are contrary to the will of the Lord. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And as I often say, he can measure his love by your obedience to his word. How many of you know that no matter what the enemy sends your way, no weapon formed against you shall prosper? And may be formed, but it will not prosper and accomplish those things that it desires to do. And every tongue that rises up in judgment against you, you have the power to condemn. Glory to God. We praise God for that. So far, we bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read a couple more things and share with you. And glory to God. Then we'll get to that last little piece. We got a walking out authority. It says entangle means to snare like a trap or catching a prey. Christians are called to be like soldiers, 2 Timothy 2:3-4. Like a single-minded soldier, we should respond to the orders of our commanding officer, the Lord Jesus, with unquestioning and obedience. Christians are also compared to an athlete, 2 Timothy 2:5. Athletes follow strict training rules so that as to avoid being disqualified from the race, we must display a similar measure of control. Be strong in grace in Jesus, 2 Timothy 1:5. Paul exhorts Timothy to be faithful, to be strong in Christ Jesus, not of his own power. If we trust ourselves, we are doomed to fail. Faithful men, women have the responsibility of teaching others how to commit to Christ and the work of the kingdom of God, Matthew 5. Seek first the Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness and everything else will be added. We have to be disciplined, glory to God. We can't be glory to God called and God called us and set us apart, and then we confess one thing but we do another. That's why he said, why praise me with your lips and your heart be far from me. We have to be able to walk in our authority and be free. We have to be free through Jesus Christ. He said that the Son, whom the Son set free, is free indeed, to be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Don't allow your mind, your circumstances, or your situation, or people, or things, or present, past, future, to bind you up and cause you to be stagnated. To whom the Son set free is free indeed, but we can't let the enemy cause us to become captive. If you don't know the word of God, believe the word, operate in the authority of the word, we will become POWs, missing in action, MIA, killed in action. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We have to decree and declare the word of God and obey it and take authority over the enemy. Stand fast in the liberty where the Lord Jesus Christ, has set us free. Be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. And exchange your yoke for Jesus, said, his burden is light and his yoke is easy. We got to be in a place and so forth, as I said earlier. If God called you out and set you apart and assigned you to do something, don't get stagnated, don't get caught up, and don't allow the things that you go through and the things over to God that goes on around you cause you to get to a place where you're compromised or you start drawing back or pulling back or you lose focus and you get to a place and stuff like this that, you know, it'll be said, you did run well. What did hinder you? Who did hinder you? We got to be to a place and stuff where we don't allow the enemy to steal our inheritance. We cannot afford to allow him or give it away or get caught up in disobedience through our pain and the panic twins. Glory to God. We can't be worried about tomorrow and get caught up in the disappointment and the greed and the jealousy and the envy and the covetousness and the impatience and what somebody said, what they didn't say, what they should have did, what they could have did. Oh, glory to God. Get caught up, glory to God, on our feelings and on emotions and glory to God that we can't wait on the Lord. The enemy loves it because all of this is tools and devices that he used to cause us to be entangled in the yoke of bondage. We can't afford, glory to God, to say that we're going to run with the work of the kingdom of God and still yet got weights on. And the Bible says, lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. Praise God. And so we got to learn how to wait on the Lord with our trust and obey him. And then we have problems or situations. Cast those cares, cast those burdens, because we know the Bible tells us in Peter that we have to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt us and out in the due season. And he said, glory to God, for to be sober, be diligent, because that enemy comes, glory to God, like a roaring lion. He's seeking out who he can devour. And if he found any of these avenues that he can get in, then he is not going to drive your car. He's going to drive that car. He's going to turn back around and be a driving force that causes you to add one more thing to that and another thing to this and another thing to that, and then disappointment and anger and agitation, and then frustration. Then we get globally animosity, and then we get hatred. We get all kind of, you just have a combination of different things. Then we start having ulterior motives about doing things. Then we find ourselves walking in unforgiveness and bitterness and so forth and so on. He has a chain of events that will start happening because we did not trust the Lord, or we got off the path that, you know, that we were going on the straight and narrow. Then we allow these hindrances and these distractions and this stuff like that to have power, give power to the enemy, glory to God, and he'll start maneuvering and manipulating and cause us, glory to God, to get over an error that's offline from God. So we get off, go off of Grace Miracle Boulevard, and we get on Hollywood Boulevard. We got to be, glory to God. As he said in 1 Peter 5:8, be alert, stay alert, watch out for your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a lion, looking, seeking for someone to devour. Be sober-minded and self-controlled. Holy Spirit will be your guide, your teacher, your comforter. 1 Peter 5:5, humility preserves peace and order for the believer. Pride and disturbs them, where God gives grace to be humble. He will give wisdom and subject to our reconciled God. Will bring greater comfort to the soul than the gratification of pride and ambition. But it is to be in due season, in due time. Be humble. Cast all your cares. Present present, future to God. Can become sinful. Wrong decisions, anxiety and torment, distraction, unbelief, doubt, distrust. When these things arise, they torture the mind, hinder us from our destiny, cause delays, cancellations, add to our blessings, and trick of the enemy. The remedy is to cast all your cares upon the Lord, Jesus. Leave them there. Let our wise God dispose of them. Firm belief that the divine will and counsel are right, calm the spirit of man. How often do we let these truths slip? Be steadfast and solid by faith. Resist the devil. Stand firm in your faith. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. What we worship, we serve. If we worship self, we serve self. If we worship the world, then we serve the world. Men worship money and end up serving money. Money governs their lives and conduct, where what we serve, we sacrifice for. When the enemy, Matthew 4:4-10, when the enemy tries to tempt Jesus in the wilderness, again the devil taketh him up unto an exceedingly high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, Jesus, all these things will I give you if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Again, Jesus responds in verse 10 by quoting the scripture. It's written, thou shalt not worship the Lord, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Praise God. And James 4:7, practice, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And the Bible let us know, submit first to the Lord and resist the devil, and he will flee. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Submit yourself then to God, and as we resist the devil and so forth like this, and then we will be in a place, because the fact that what's in a man will come out of mouth. He said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If we've been taking in the word and we've been standing on the word, we've been believing the word and trusting the word and not leaning to our own understanding and the knowledge and the seeking out the face of God, regardless of the obstacles and the different things that we that transpire in life, then when the enemy comes to provoke us or agitate us, then what should come out is going to be something to glorify the Lord and bring grace to the hearer, not glory to God with our old man and old flesh has been saying. So therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away and all things become new. But we have to be disciplined people. It's got to be a continued, progressive walk that we take and so forth where that flesh is dying and God's being glorified in the name of Jesus. What is it to resist the devil? The Bible says, for our struggles is not against flesh and blood, but against the evil, principality, spiritual wickedness. James exhorts to believe to resist the devil in order to cause him to flee away from you, from us. To resist means to withstand, strive, or oppose in some maneuver. Resistance can be a defensive mechanism, a maneuver in our part, such as resisting or withstanding temptation to sin. Or it can be an action we take to use only offense weapons in the full armor of God, Ephesians 6:13-18, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And that's what we definitely got to use against the enemy, the word of God. As we take on his word and glory to God, speak and decree and declare what his word says, but we got to believe what his word says as well, and we got to live it in obedience, and also for to use that those weapons effectively in the name of Jesus, because we don't want him to say, Jesus, I know Paul, I know who are you. And then he's like the seven sons of Stephen. They glory to God. All the clothes have been ripped off in embarrassment, humiliation, and whatever. We got to be in a place that, okay, I believe God's word, I trust his word, and I'm going to live his word, and I'm going to stand on his word. Using the scriptures to expose Satan's lies, his temptations, it must be an effective way. It is the most effective way to strive against and defeat him. Resisting the enemy must be accomplished by submitting to God. A disobedient and unsubmissive, glory to God, believer will not see victory. John 10:10 says, the thief came only to steal, kill, and destroy. I've come that they may, and he said, I came that they may have life and life in the fullness. That's Jesus saying. Ephesians 6:12, our struggle is not against the flesh and blood. Through Christ Jesus, we can do all things. Prepare for battle with whole armor on, fully protected by God. The enemy don't want us to be equipped and obedient to in faith to God because that defeats him and his kingdom. We have to have a prayer life, a communion with the Lord, Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, spiritual armor, instead of focusing on specifically focusing on the situation, rebuking the devil, we shall focus on resisting him in full armor of God, submitting to God's word and obeying it. We gotta stay focused. We can't afford, glory to God, to allow every wind and doctrine or every situation and circumstance come up to take us off course. Somebody said this, oh, glory to God, I've been betrayed, or this happened, I lost my job, or this over here, then this situation occurred, and so forth. Like, we're unstable. We got to be steadfast in the faith, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. We can't be saying one thing and doing another thing. We got to be in a place, glory to God, be persistent in your faith. Be persistent in your faith. Be persistent in the work of the kingdom of God and not allow these things to pull us off course, to cause us, glory to God, not to accomplish the mission and the things that God has set for us to do. It's a crucial time, like never before, that we got to be able to watch and pray. Just like he told the disciples in the garden and so forth like this. Can you not watch here 1 hour with me? We can't allow the enemy to rock us into a sleeping stupor, glory to God, that we'll get caught up in the room. Somebody wake up and there's this guy out of their sleep, all of a sudden they're delirious or they're off balance and whatever. And some things, glory to God, that are going on because we're not taking in God's word. We're not watching the signs of the sign. We're not submitting. We're not committed. We're not, glory to God, online. And that's not everything and everybody, but there's some circumstances that all of us can, glory to God, tighten up and glory to God and get in a place where what doors do I allow the enemy to come in? Or while I'm allowing myself to get overwhelmed, or am I worried, or am I caught up, glory to God, some things I should be doing, I'm not doing, have something else take me off course, have something caused me, glory to God, to get flustered and frustrated, because if we get flustered and frustrated, that's another opportunity for him to come in. How often do we get caught up in our tempers or in our attitudes? And we're doing a good work over here. We're being overcomers here. We're being victorious there. We're being, glory to God, more than a conqueror here. But these other things keep coming and causing us to be distracted and get off course, or cause us to be set back. Or check ourselves to make sure we examine ourselves, that we don't get caught up, glory to God, and sleeping, glory to God, at this time. And then in the meantime, there's some things that God has blessed us to be overcomers, and others that are going through some things. Help us to be able to pray. Pray, glory to God, for those that are weak in the faith, or those, glory to God, that lost sight, glory to God, or got caught up in the things that are going on. Don't let your tongue, glory to God, be a weapon to cause murder or cause sabotage or cause pain and panic and horror over somebody else's life, because we are not walking and speaking the truth, or walking in truth and devouring one another, or caught up because we were hurt and disappointed and saying things over to God that we cannot take back. We cannot allow the enemy to cause us to fall into temptation. We're in the last day now. We cannot let the enemy to cause us to be wishy-washy. The world is watching us and seeing us. How can we be effective? We don't want to be an infection. We want to be effective so that way we can be able to walk, glory to God, as God. We can't walk in denial and justify why we did this and why we didn't. Glory to God. All the pain and the anguish that Jesus went through, and even when his disciples, glory to God, weren't there for him, even as he went through all the trials that he did in order, glory to God, to accomplish this mission to redeem us back. Glory to God. Thank God for him restoring, even in the midst, and stopped on the cross, glory to God, dying to even save someone. And even after it was all over with, how God came back in and moved on our behalf, glory to God, in the midst of all the pain, the anguish, the betrayal, and everything else, he's teaching us the same way. Sent back by the Father, sent back, glory to God, the Comforter, to comfort us, to lead us, to guide us, glory to God, helping us, glory to God, to get to that place through his word that we submit and commit. There's so many benefits in serving the Lord, but there's also a requirement of covenant keeping, not covenant breaking. We got to be to a place we can't let these things take us off course. That's what the enemy wants to do. That's why he tried to attack us with sickness and diseases. Of glory to God, and this one, glory to God, over here for traitors, and that one over there, and the child acting wayward, and the marriage is falling apart, and this, that, and that. He's always trying to find an avenue to get in. But nevertheless, we got to be a praying people with the belief in prayer, belief in the word, belief, glory to God, and trusting that we will keep sticking to this mountain until it be this place, or until it come down. We can't allow him, glory to God, that calls us, glory to God, to be a great exhorter in the church and all, glory to God, feeding the hungry and paying our tithes and doing this, and then we cannot, glory to God, have character of the Lord. Well, as soon as we get offended, then we're acting like the world. He said, James said, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. God is not glorified in us rising up, standing up. I ain't let nobody take advantage of me. And we're doing things contrary to the will of the Lord. We got to humble ourselves and let God do it. Not saying we're not going to get frustrated or agitated, but what would Jesus do? Not wearing that little name band around our wrist and whatever like this right here. If it's not in your heart, you ain't going to be looking at no wrist of what Jesus did. When you're under frustration or aggravation, you just, whatever's in your heart will come out. But if we submit to the Spirit of the Lord, no matter what, that Holy Spirit will harness and cause us, we're to react according to what Jesus said, because we're emptying out and crucifying the flesh and departing and submitting and downloading the word of God that will keep us and keep us, glory to God, walking in truth and walking in his word, and so that we won't yield to temptation and cause, glory to God, shame, glory to God, upon the house of God, or cause him, glory to God, to not be manifested through our lives. So we're going to have to stay strong in the Lord, stay enthusiastic, stay with the mindset that, glory to God, I will serve the Lord with gladness, and I'm going to be determined that I'm not going to let go and let God, that I'll be willing to work as a servant in the house of the Lord, that I'll any opportunity, glory to God, I get to do what God has given me to do in this walk and with these gifts and this call and this talent, glory to God, I want to glorify him in it. We're praying, glory to God, that we'll be a people that will run, and then run, glory to God, for the Lord. We will be in a place, glory to God, it won't be for man, it won't be for exaltation, it won't be for flesh to be glorified, but we will do it as unto the Lord, that he may be glorified. And whatever we do it as unto the Lord. We got to be able to walk in unforgiveness. I mean, walk in forgiveness, because unforgiveness is like drinking acid, slow death, a cancer, drying up inside. For more, glory to God, for forgiveness, glory to God, will free us from bondage. No more chains holding us. Jesus, glory to God, broke, glory to God, those chains. He destroyed it. He took the keys back from the enemy, even from death. We got to be to a place, glory to God, my life is predicated on the fact that I'm going to live a life holy and righteous unto the Lord. I'm going to stand fast in the liberty where he has set me free. I'm going to walk in his word. We're going to not allow, glory to God, the enemy to have place and free reign, glory to God. We're going to be a continued cleansing agent used by the glory of God, glory to God, for us to be overcomers, triumphant, and victorious, glory to God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank him, glory to God, that we refuse to grieve the Holy Spirit and not to be a deceiver, and not to allow nobody to deceive us. We're going to walk in truth. Because Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. We're going to let the word be the word. It's going to be our light, our guiding light. It's going to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We're going to use our tongues to glorify the Lord, not to murder and to kill and to destroy others, but destroy the works of the enemy. We're going to walk with our whole armor of God on. We're going to, glory to God, walk in faith, not in fear. We're not going to walk by sight. We're going to walk, glory to God, looking to God, the author and the finish of our faith. We're going to seek out the face of God and let him, glory to God, be the one to guide us, be the one, glory to God, to keep us, be the one, glory to God, to lead us, be the one, glory to God, that whatever we do, we want him to get glory. We want him to get praise. We want him, glory to God, to have free reign in us. So, God, we ask you tonight, God, to help us to use the weapons that you give us of mass destruction against the enemy, not one another. That whatever we do, glory to God, we want you to be glorified. We want this flesh, glory to God, to be crucified. We want this, glory to God, to manifest your life, manifest yourself in our lives. We want to be to a place, glory to God, that we won't be tossed to and fro, glory to God. We'll be in a place, glory to God, we'll not lean to our own understanding. We'll not, glory to God, we want to be a place, glory to God, that is our armor on, and we'll check our armor and make sure we don't take it off, but we'll make sure that we're standing strong in the Lord. Remember who we are and whose we are. We want to be in a place, glory to God, we can soar like the eagle in the name of Jesus. We want to be a place that El Shaddai can be the Almighty God, the God that be glorified in our lives. When people look upon our lives, they won't see no more DJ. They won't see no more Esther. We don't see no more Linda or John or Peter or glory to God, James. They are being able to see the true and living God through our life living. When we're in that furnace of fire, going through some things and whatever like this, we allow you, glory to God, to prove yourself in the midst, in the name of Jesus, like the Hebrew boys were thrown in that fiery furnace, seven times hotter than usual. And even the ones that threw them in, glory to God, got slain. But they were bound up in there, glory to God, what man had did. But God broke the earth, destroyed, and burned up all that, glory to God, held them captive. And they were loose in the fire. Not only that, they saw the glory of God, that fourth man, in our fiery furnace. And we're going to say, let God be seen. Hallelujah. In our lives, glory to God. Well, there's some of you who are consumed about that trial, consumed, glory to God, about that circumstance, consumed about what man did in that betrayal and every snare and every thing, glory to God, that was trying to tie us up and bind us up. And glory to God, they looked up and saw the glory of God because we walked through our Bible shop. We walk through the fire, glory, with the power, the anointing, and the authority of Jesus Christ, proving himself in the midst. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God, help us. Help us to line ourselves up with what your word says. Don't let pride get caught up in a high-mindedness and glory to God, getting caught up, glory to God, in deception and foolishness and folly and doing things, glory to God, underhandedly and trying to get some place where we can be exalted and people looking at our flesh. Cause a few of gifts that we have. Glory to God. God can give you a PhD, blow on it. Glory to God. You be fooling them all, don't know your name. Glory to God. Be disregarding what God is saying. Help us not, glory to God, let pride and high-mindedness get in the way and cause us, glory to God, to get off track. And don't let it be that we will run well, doing great things, yes, marvelous things, and glory to the Lord, and all of a sudden deteriorate off the, I mean, deteriorate off the path, and glory to God, got caught up in some things, and miss our blessing, miss what God has for us. And sometimes we can be restored, but we don't get fully restored back to all that God had for us because, glory to God, the things we allow to come in to be Lord in our lives and idols in our lives. But thank God for mercy. And then sometimes some stuff just don't get restored. But just be glad that your name still is written in the Lamb Book of Life. So but we don't want to go over that loose sight on our inheritance. We don't want to give it away. We don't want to allow the enemy to steal it. We don't want to allow, glory to God, situations to what somebody say when they didn't say what we ought to have been saying. Go over that complaining and murmuring and getting caught up in the wilderness. We need to be in the place, glory to God, for the blessed plan God has for us. And that's not meaning that we're not going to go through some things. But some things we go through, it's for God to get some glory. For God to be revealed. For God, hallelujah, to show himself strong. So all we have to do is examine ourselves. Oh, God, if I miss you or somewhere, glory to God, I need to repent or something. And then sometimes it's just for you to get some glory. Help me, glory to God, to be strengthened to be able to go through and to be overcomers and triumphant in whatever your word is saying about this situation. Glory to God, help us to know and faith. Glory to God. Faith, when God is in it, circumstances don't matter. When God favors it, is upon you, you can do all things in Christ Jesus. You will never discover what is inside of you until you are challenged. Don't settle for less. Don't settle for less than what God called you to. Don't settle for an Ishmael when Ishmael, when God, don't settle if he said it's going to be you, going to be blessed. Don't settle if he said he's going to raise you up, heal you. Or if he said he's going to bring you out, don't settle. Trust, believe, receive by faith. God cannot lie. My strength is not my struggle. The fact that I'm a conqueror is proven through my complications. If I had no complications, then what did I conquer? What makes his strength glorious is that he can do so much with so little. Don't settle for less than the best. Then wait. What God has for us. Wake your faith up. Wake your dreams up. Climb over the obstacles. Get your fight back. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. We give you glory. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you glory and praise because you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. We give all these cares and concerns. God, wherever place that you find that we are short, we ask for your forgiveness. We pray, Lord, to God, that you give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. There is no more condemnation in those, glory to God, that are in the faith or in the glory to God in your word. Help us, glory to God, by whatever area that we are short in. Help us. Help us to be strengthened and celebrate, glory to God, the progress. But, glory, help us to be able to stand in the gap and pray one for another. Keep our communication lines open with you. God, help us to get in a place of meditation so we can hear your voice and hear the instructions by the Holy Spirit. Help us to be to a place that we don't grieve and override the Spirit of the Lord. Help us to be more sensitive to your will and to your way. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for such love. Thank you, glory, God, for such grace. Thank you for renewed mercies every morning. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for favor. Thank you, glory to God, for blessing. Thank you for being our provider. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, for being our healer and our deliverer. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us and touching us and touching us in those quiet places and touching us, glory to God, in those places that even in our heart when we're disappointed and hurt, and glory to God, how you can, we can't go through anything. I haven't gone through anything that you have not already prepared or went through for. God, help us to trust what your word says. Help us to find out what the truth is saying so we can walk in the truth. We can walk in the anointing. We can walk in the power. Glory to God, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus also be in us. Let us speak those things are not as though they were. Help us to have faith in God. Glory to God, the only way is to please him is through faith, and we can't be double minded. Help us to be in a place of expectation. Glory to God and submission. Glory to God. God, you said it many times, you'll answer before we even call. You said in your word, ask and it shall be given, seeking, we shall find, knock, and the door shall be open. Help us to know that according to covenant keeping, not covenant breakers. Help us to delight ourselves in you. And you said you'll give us the desires of our heart. Walk up right before you, hold no good thing. But help us to be to that place where we planted like a tree by the rivers of water, we shall not be moved. Help us, glory to God, to know that, glory, this great plan that you have for us, help us to know it's your way, it's the best way, and what you have to work some things out of to get to that destined place that you have for us, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you, glory, for your loving kindness. Without you, we can do nothing. Through you, we can do all things. I thank you, Lord God, for the favor, for the loving kindness, for all that you've done and you do, glory to God, on our behalf. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, and help us at this time. Don't let what's going on in our lives cause us to jump ship. Help us, glory to God, to be persistent. Don't let us get clawed up, glory to God, in the challenges, but let us be overcomers. Because you have overcome the world, you said, be of good cheer.
Yeah,
and Lord, let us know we can be victorious and overcomer and more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. We love you tonight, God, and we thank you, and we give you all the glory and the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, praise God for these your people, God, for even that was given tonight. And the other people, glory to God, with the power of love and friendship, glory to God, of these four friends that blessed their friend that was a paralytic and brought them into the presence of Jesus. Glory to God. Now, that's love. That's what we're talking about. Such love. That's love, glory to God. Because all they had to go through to even bring him up, glory, up on the roof, upside of the wall, and then open up the roof and drop in the presence. And then God said, what, glory to God, what faith? And glory to God for that man to get his deliverance, to get his healing. And God, so I thank you. Help us to be in a place that we can walk in love and be that kind of persistence when it's things that need to be done in the body of Christ, and we can show love. We can be in the place of God, bearing one another's burdens, caring one for another, and glory to God, be in a place that we'll be more concerned about others than ourselves. That sacrifice, glory to God, picking up our cross and following Jesus. So God, I bless you tonight, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God. Bless the Lord. We thank God. Glory to God for those that came online.
MRI on the 15th of December.
Praise God. Amen. Hello?
So I don't know what they're going to show up. If I can make it to December, it looks like to me I can just give it out every day.
Thank you.
Praise God. Well, we bless God for the word. I just left the lines open in case anyone had a prayer request or a response, but if there is not, then we're going to close the line because we don't want to just have the lines open.
Pastor Hubbard.
No.
Yes. Pastor Hubbard. Can you pray for Evangelist James Evangelist Addison? For her divine healing and also for
the phone tonight, the location or something.
Okay, let me put something on mute so I can hear you, okay?
No.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead. Say it again now, darling.
Okay, can you pray for Pastor Betty Addison? And Sister Ann William, Pastor Mary Bird, also Sister Nell and her husband, yourself, and Pastor Burton.
Okay, that was quite a bit. I'm just trying to make sure. Addison, Bird, Burton. Noel and husband. And who else?
Pastor Burton and yourself.
Okay. Oh, I have Burton already.
You got Pastor Bird?
Yes, I got all of those. Yes. Okay. And we want to put Pastor Danny and her husband still yet.
Okay.
Keep Pastor Burton. Bird in prayer, her brother the next morning after Thanksgiving. The next morning he passed at about, I don't know if it's 6:30 or what. 30. She called me at 7:30. And so her brother had died the next day after Thanksgiving. But she was hurt, but she's doing much better now. She's up there with her family, and she was saying, thank God she was with her family.
Well, praise God.
Yeah, it would have been, that's the one we were praying on the line, and God bless it. He had went through that, you know, he was in remission from that cancer that was all the way from 8 down to 15% with just what was left with the other with that bone cancer or whatever. He was doing so great with the stuff. I think maybe he sat short of breath, and he might have just congested heart failure that morning. But he would have been 76 or 77 in January, she said. So we bless the Lord for him too as well. Okay, I'm opening the line up one more time to find out any more prayer requests. Is there another prayer request before we pray?
He does, I mean. Mm-hmm.
Someone in the background talking. I don't know what that is. Any more prayer requests?
He must be watching something.
Okay, then. We're going to go ahead and pray then.
Oh,
praise God. Pardon me? Okay, so it's quiet now. But in the meantime, any more prayer requests before we close the prayer, close the line?
Y'all will get up on the 23rd.
Who is Mother Freeman?
No.
Okay, I'm going to close that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, praise God. We're going to go ahead and pray then. I'm going to go ahead and put everybody on mute. Father, in Jesus' name, we do honor you tonight and give you glory and praise. We thank you, Lord God, for you are so worthy to be praised. As we release this word, and God, we pray that you will bless and whatever part concerns us. And God, we pray that we will not deny or justify, but we just say, if it's me, O Lord, we stand in need of prayer, we'll receive it. If it's others that we're praying and standing in the gap for proxy, that they receive in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to bless Pastor Byrd, God, even in the time of her bereavement, for her brother going home to glory. We pray for that family, pray for their strength. Pray, glory to God, that you would touch their hearts and comfort them in the name of Jesus. Bless them, glory to God, in places nobody else can go. Bring peace in Jesus' name. We also pray for Mother Coker, Pastor Coker, for her grandson going through with his kidneys, and even the other night swollen, they had to put in another port. God, we are praying for his life and that you will bless him. Thank God that he's given his life back to the Lord. But we're praying that you raise that young man up, glory to God, and glory to, so he is to use for your glory, as she said, he's have a great call on his life. So we rebuke the forces of the enemy that's trying to destroy his life. We pray and restore and healing and deliverance and things that are on his heart. But we pray, God, that you will minister to him and cancel the spirit of fear. But God, we pray that you continue to bless the mother and the other family members that are just waiting for so many times that the enemy has had him at death's door. But we thank you for raising him up. God, we are asking you, Lord God, to pray for Pastor Addison, even with her kin and this young man, that you can recreate another one, or you can give a glory to God, then transfer one to them. God, we just pray a mighty move of God in the midst of them. We pray for Pastor Burton. We pray, God, for strengthening her and encouraging her, blessing her family and touching in that ministry. God, we pray for Sister Nolan, touching her back. We pray, God, for her husband over Alzheimer's. We pray, God, that you will bless the necessary needs of whatever is needed. Glory to God for that care. We pray encouragement there. We pray for Pastor Vijay that, God, you will bless and direct and pray strength to her as well and wisdom and those things that you assigned to her hand as well. We pray all glory to God for Evangelist Brenda. God, you're touching her body and healing and bringing the total deliverance to her. Pray for Sister Cindy, glory to God, and healing for her in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, for our children, our grandchildren. We pray blood covering over cancel assignment of the enemy or coming up against the prayer warriors, glory to God, when they have assignments on for the Lord to go out and do great exploits and do things to intercede and to pray and to preach and teach in the attacks of the enemy coming against their bodies and their families and their finances. We curse and cancel that assignment and plead the blood of Jesus right now in Jesus' name. We pray for Pastor Tweedy, God, touch her body, touch her, encourage her, strengthen her, and come against the foul spirits of the enemy coming against her in warfare. We are thanking you, Lord, for deliverance. Pray for Pastor Dorothy, too, God, touching her body, healing her, keeping her and her husband. God, we pray, glory to God, for some things that she has before the Lord, that God, you will grant them and that you will turn some things around in her favor. In the name of Jesus, bless even with the situation come up against with her vehicle, as my daughter's vehicle. We pray for those finances. We pray, glory to God, that these vehicles that you allow them to have until we get the newest or another one, God, that they will continue to work as you want to do and not to have all this other extra maintenance in it. Pray for Mother Alexander. Pray for that minister. Pray for Sister Willette. Pray for Mother McCormick. Pray for her daughters. Pray, glory to God, in situations that are going on in a lot of our families. We're praying healing, deliverance, and encouragement and salvation. We're speaking the peace of God. Pray for your protection. Bind up this untimely death of the demons that come, glory to God, to stalk and to steal lives in the name of Jesus. We're praying, glory to God, for our children and grandchildren as they go to school, and even for the adults that are trying to get an education and accomplish some things. Pray for promotion. And you said in your word, if promotions come not from the east or the west, but from you, even those things in the Lord, as well as we believe in, for those things, glory to God, in the secular while they're out there working. Pray, glory to God, for us that are in the background working and carrying out ministry. Pray for Pastor Jenkins, P.K. Jenkins, that you touch her body. Bless her. We thank you for the miracle in her body. Thank you for Mother Small touching and healing her. We just thank you, glory to God, for your great and mighty acts. Continue to pray for those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Pray for our youth. Pray for our government. Pray for this body of Christ coming into unity. Pray for forgiveness. Pray for love. Pray, glory to God, for thy will be done. Help us, glory to God, to be faithful. And that is to say that we'll be watchmen on the wall, but we'll be also intercessors and we'll be witnesses too as well. Help us in those short areas that we may get stronger and stronger, and we'll not walk in condemnation, but we'll walk in the truth of God's word in the name of Jesus. You're so wonderful. God, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you, glory to God, for being the God that you are, the God of our salvation and the author and the finisher of our faith. We bless you tonight. We ask you to continue to keep us covered under the blood. And as these people prepare to go to work and go to school, as the day unfolds, God bless them, protect them, and shield them. In the name of Jesus, we pray for great reports. Even through this holiday time, that's Jesus for Christmas, Christ in the Christmas, we are praying you keep showing yourself strong, that we continue to remember that you are the reason for the season, every day and every season. But even that that's set aside, glory to God, we bind up the demonic forces that come to rob and steal, and even for those children, glory to God, through that man's one decision, glory to God, hitting that tree and costing those people their children's lives and all their souls that are fighting for their lives. Touch, heal, deliver, and set free. And God, even him, that's why we have to have the maximum punishment. We pray still yet for his life, too, that you take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh for him to get saved. But also, glory to God, you got to face the consequences. But touch and strengthen and heal those families that are hurting so bad now in the name of Jesus through that incident and so many others that may not even been in the national news but going through right about now. We pray, God, that you bless us and protect us and shield us. Help us to keep praying and keep standing on the wall in Jesus' name. But with joy, not glory to God grudgingly like it's a task, but God help us, glory to God, so we can be able to be effective in all that you give us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bless God. Great is his faithfulness. He's so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, if that's it for tonight, we give God praise and thank God for you all coming on, regardless of the holiday time or not, that you were able to come and share and encouragement. We'll be online tomorrow night, as the Lord said, the same like last, to be able to intercede in prayer and those things that we say, glory to God, that we'll pray for concerning our nation, concerning, glory to God, the youth and the body of Christ and the satanic forces at work, and praying, glory to God, for one another, praying for, you know, the various things that are going on, and that the Lord bless us to stay united. So we ask you, Lord God, to bless us, that we may be able to be in prayer for the things we need to for tomorrow night. So in the name of Jesus, if we are finished, glory to God, and there's nothing else, we're going to stay so long and continue to pray one for another. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Help us to keep each other encouraged. Amen. So angels be in camp. God's blessings upon you, strength. And glory to God. May God bless your every endeavor and pray for bondage and your blessings as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Alrighty. Alrighty. Okay, love you. Shalom. Huh?
Love you too, Pastor. Shalom.
All right. Good night. Praise the Lord.
Good night.
Thank you, Jesus. Good night. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. forgot to change the app. Take the close the episode.